We back, bitches. I'm Sy.
I'm Tina.
Why are you so excited already?
I don't know.
Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5, Episode 6 up in this bitch. Hopefully you are staying
high and right.
Staying
high and right.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Fucking high and right. Is that okay?
And positive vibes as always. Hey, what's up, everybody? We appreciate every single one of you guys that listen to us each and every other week right now in 2021. If you listen to us every week since the beginning of season 3, we appreciate every single one of you guys as well. If you are new listeners, thank you very much. We are back in business.
We are? I thought we were just showing up.
You live here. I don't know how many times we have to say this on the podcast. Look, still unprofessional as hell. Here we go.
Yeah, what's up?
Thank you, everybody, for checking us out on the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. You know where to find us. It's in our description. Babe.
What?
As you take a quick sip, so you don't get cotton mouth on this bitch. If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this.
Mm-mm. Okay.
All right, Gina Funk. What's going on here lately?
What's up?
What's happening? Tell everybody what's been going on. They ain't heard from us for 2 weeks. Last episode was too damn somber for people.
Oh, it's still so sad. I was cleaning the kitchen out today.
Yeah.
Getting rid of his litter box.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Super Bab.
And I went ahead and put Ghost's his food bowl and his water bowl and his little stuff over there, and we both just had a
You both melt down together.
Yes,
had we a both pet cried. Tragedy.
We did. We both cried. He hugged me, and you know, it was sad.
Baby, it my was favorite sad. Little ray of sunshine over here is just sad.
It was sad,
man, because I had to remind her, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're on a podcast right now. I'm gonna get some shit off. You gonna get some shit off. I was like, listen, this litter box has been sitting here since this nigga ain't came back home. All right, it's right by a vent in the kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to smell some old cat shit, dog shit, any shit. And you even agree with me. The other night, I was like, babe, this is kind of funking up.
And I told you what?
What?
What did I tell you?
Tell everybody else.
Oh, I told you.
I know you told me, but
I don't remember, though, but I told you something. And I made a good point.
Oh, you did. You remember those, huh?
But I also told you you were right. But I can't remember.
Well, you know what? That's between you and I. Welcome to the new dysfunctional couples that are listening to us right now. No, I'm just joking, but I was like, yeah, man, it's just, babe, I mean, I know it's hard to hold on, man, hard to let go. It's hard to let go. Some of our favorite songs when we were growing up, just to kind of reveal our age a little bit more. If you've been listening to us from day one, you already know our age ranges. You already know what time it is. But although we've come to the end, and then even with our okra plants last year, it's so hard to say goodbye. Yeah, man, we miss our cat. We love our cat. His name was Super Bad.
He was Super Bad.
Yep, I name our pets. And when it comes to our future endeavors that we are not going to divulge on our podcast right now, I'm going to name all kinds of other pets. Kind of divulge. There you go. Fill in the blanks. It's going to be some names.
Maybe lots of funny names.
But yeah, that litter box had to go, man.
Yeah.
It had to go. Our boy is gone.
Yeah, but Ghost is looking at me like, Mom.
Yeah, he's like, where my dog's at?
Why, Mom? Mm-hmm. I'm like, Super Bad would want it this way. It's okay. You can have it over here now.
I know, man. And you know what? I mean, pet tragedy sucks. Because pets are part of your family. Pets are your family. If you are really enraptured, really devoted to your family, your pets are your family too. Mm-hmm. I know we always talk about on our podcast about relationship things and our kids, and but I mean, of course, what was it? A couple seasons ago, season three, when you told me to shut up in the middle of the podcast and the dogs was howling. He was like, let people hear it. I'm like, why? They can't hear that. But it picked up pretty damn well.
Right. Like, if I can hear it, they can hear it.
Yeah, man. Because if you guys listened to our episode last, not last week. Whenever you listen to our episodes, our last episode, we talked about how it was a tough weekend after mm-hmm. Gina's birthday.
Yeah.
How, you know, Super Bad didn't come home. We found out our big boy, he's got osteosarcoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, bone cancer. And, well, we know he's an older fellow. Yeah, well, you know, when I brought him in last year, blah, 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 blah. I ain't going to get into all that type of shit. Because, yeah, when we lose him, I'm going to be, you're going to have to carry the podcast.
Probably. But I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're going to have to step up. What you mean you don't know how to do it? If you can handle me.
So anyways. Mm-hmm. So.
Just letting you guys know.
So that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what else been going on, honey?
So.
Switching gears a little bit. Because we're talking about our pets right now. And you know one bit of news that's been fucking me up this week?
What?
DMX, man.
Yeah,
I want to send some prayers up to DMX. We're going to send some prayers up to DMX. Mm-hmm. I've even referenced him on our podcast over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, one of the first songs I would ever play in my occupation, y'all going to make me lose my mind mm-hmm. up in here. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who my favorite fighter is in MMA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Silva. Yeah. I know he's at the, you know, he's on the downslope, and he just took a fucking boxing match. I ain't going to get, this ain't an MMA podcast and ain't none of that stuff, but I'm just giving you a reference to why DMX's news has fucked me up this week. When Anderson Silva was in his fucking prime, he walked out to Ain't No Sunshine When It's Gone. Bill Withers, rest in peace, man. I'm trying to tell you something right now.
We're listening.
Man, when it got sampled from him, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. When the arena lights went dark and Anderson Silva came out, I'm like, yo, this brother ain't playing. DMX.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs and the videos that was one of the most impactful for me growing up, I'm talking like he's dead already. He's not deceased right now, but he's in a bad way right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely in a bad way. That song Slippin' in that video kind of reminded me and kind of brought me back to when I was a child, getting on a roll in school and stuff like that. And, you know, parents is doing what they was doing and everything was all fucked up, this, that, and the other. And, like, man, all those things has just kind of resonated and hit me. And shout out to our homeboy, our little brother, Daniel Hook. That's his favorite rapper of all time. He's been on the podcast. Mm-hmm. He was on last season's podcast. That's his favorite rapper. So I know it's hitting him pretty tough right now, too, as well. But, man, that news on DMX is tough.
Yeah, he played a big role in music.
Yeah, man. He changed the game. The only artist to go platinum twice in 1 year. Who can say that?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. And you know how old we were when he did that? We was young peoples. We were. And you know what? I love the fact that he got to do a versus with Snoop Dogg. And the reason why he did a versus with Snoop Dogg, this is a quick tidbit mm-hmm. for people that are listening right now. The first song that everybody remembers, Where My Dog's At. Get At Me, Dog.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he said Get At Me, Dog in that versus, or in that hook, it's because Snoop Dogg and DMX, when they met for the first time, you know, DMX was like, yo, I'm a big fan, man. I'm a big fan of everything you do, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, DMX said, yo, man, I'd love to hook up with you again. You know what Snoop Dogg said?
Mm-hmm.
Get at me, dog.
Uh-huh.
Get at me, dog. And then he threw it into his hook, and then, man, and then history was made after that.
Nice.
So, you know, you had to have both dogs in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that he's in the position that he's in. It's sad. And it kind of just had me thinking over this last week about mental health, mm-hmm. the struggles that a lot of people deal with, especially a lot of our listeners. We're just going to keep it a buck with you guys because we've been open and honest on our podcast about depression, mm-hmm. having bouts of depression, having bouts of just hopelessness and addictions and all the above. Mm-hmm. So send your love and your prayers, man, up to not just DMX, but anybody in your family, anybody that you care about, anybody that you love, any of your friends. Check on them, man. Send them a text. Send them an emoji. Send them anything.
If you're feeling down, say something.
Yeah.
Because you matter.
Yeah. Reach out to your friends, your family, and your loved ones, man. That's what's most important. Yes, there's still a pandemic going on. Yes, there's still a lot of things as far as I'm sure coming out of 2020 into 2021, and we're in April right now, that a lot of people came to a realization about, especially in quarantine and feeling like they were constricted and feeling like they were, and this is no disrespect when I say this, incarcerated in their own home. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you're trying to work out through your own brain right now as adults, as parents, but don't get it twisted. Focus on your kids more importantly, because these are the things that you have to be cognizant of and you have to focus on more than yourself, because the kids went through it worse than we did.
And these times
as parents and adults. Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Remote learning and all this other stuff. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Like, yo, of course it's tough. And we sympathize with everybody out there because we understand it too. Because we watch it with our own children, even though they're living their own lifestyles mm-hmm. and things of that nature. I mean, it's just, it's fucking them all up. And not in a negative way necessarily, but it can be negative if you're not there proactively in their lives to just let them know, hey, we all went through this. Mm-hmm. We're all going through this. And we're all going to figure it out together as a unit, as a family, as a team. And that's why I appreciate our listeners, because a lot of them understand it. Even though they're introverted and may not talk, most of you guys out there, we are all a team. We are all a family. We are all in a symbiotic system. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. But focus on the children, y'all. Focus mm-hmm. on the children. But I wasn't trying to go down that path, but I did want to go ahead and give DMX his flowers right now because, man, just the way that we have been just focused on our gardening, which we'll get to here in just a second. Because if you follow us on our Instagram page, we did a time-lapse video just recently of what we've been doing and stuff like that. Smacking Gina in the butt. I did a little pause on that because it deserved it. But yo, everybody, stay focused on what's important. What's most important? Please do that. We implore you to do that because we're doing the best we can to do it. It's not always easy. Mm-mm. But please focus on what's important right now. And what's important right now in your family right now? What's important right now, you being the heads of your households?
Get you some self-love. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Because you can't take care of everybody else if you can't take care of yourself.
Man, that's tough.
Oh, I have to learn that every day.
Yeah, and everybody does mm-hmm. in their own respective ways. Whether you're in a secular position, mm-hmm. whether you're in a family position, whether you're watching your kids and you see it and you getting it, and you're in there, if you guys are in the middle age stages like we are, you just sit back and you're like, man, you want to interject so bad and get in it just. When it comes to certain aspects mm-hmm. of just our kids right now, but you can't do that. Mm-mm. You can up to a certain extent, though. Up to a certain extent. It's like, yo, you already have the tools. You already know when you're calling me what kind of information I'm going to give you, but I'm not mm-hmm. going to keep repeating myself like a broken record. And I know, ain't no sunshine. Famous scene of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bill Withers. Mm-hmm. Trying to tell you. But you have to, self-care is number one.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah. Self-care. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring up self-care again for the simple fact that we only record every 2 weeks right now. Mm-hmm. We are very busy. We're getting ready to be even more busy right now because we're working on some things.
I know. Some things.
And somebody decided to have a whole podcast in the mirror last night.
I'm like, nobody shut up. I'm like, we already did this. Why are we doing it again today?
And I was asleep because I'm on my grind, y'all. I'm on my grind. I'm back on my grind.
I know. Man. Too high.
I'm getting money. Somebody got too high and right.
I did.
So go ahead and indulge us because I don't even know either, ladies and gentlemen, because she will not tell me anything that she said that I was awake for and nobody showed up for and all the above. That's some good ass weed.
We did a whole podcast on
Yeah, you in the mirror did a whole podcast, man. Hair got dyed. Look at you.
We did a whole podcast on my hair.
Oh, you did a whole podcast with your whole Jedi Mind Council in your dome. What happened?
We did.
Hit us with some highlights. I'm intrigued.
Jesus.
I'm completely invested into what happened. Somebody allegedly didn't have to put their freedom on the line to make sure somebody was supplied and ready to go.
Well, I went all in about how I always had straight hair.
Again? Didn't we talk about this for the last fucking 2 years on the podcast?
Probably.
Yes, we
but
did.
But I can't remember. See, I don't remember nothing.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
But I talked about how when we met, I had the straight hair.
Who was you talking to?
I was talking to the audience. No. I was so fucking stoned.
Woo! So you had a whole studio audience? So,
yeah, right. We did.
Okay, quick question.
What?
Was you in the bathroom mirror or the bathroom mirror?
The bathroom mirror.
Which one, though? To the shower or to the mirror?
Oh, to the mirror.
Oh, damn. You was that dedicated?
Not the shower mirror. If I was in the shower mirror, I would have just sat down. Probably been more fun.
That's what I wondered. I was like, damn. Yeah, like there was some psilocybin in that damn. Anyway.
It's a really good shit. But anyways. So... And about...
As a disclaimer, I don't smoke, ladies and gentlemen. And Gina could tell you that.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. It's just me. by myself.
Oh.
But it's fine, obviously.
Then let's get rich.
I entertain myself.
So I can smoke with you.
I entertain myself quite well. I was telling
to the studio audience.
I was telling
Hi,
everybody.
I'm Casey Kasem.
I didn't do that. I was telling everybody.
Laugh track.
When we met, my hair was straight because I didn't. Because when it started transitioning from straight to curly out of nowhere, it was really, really fucking frizzy.
It wasn't out of nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder how much semen is pumping through her body.
Oh, Jesus.
DNA changed.
No. It started going.
Okay, I'll let you tell your story. Oh, wait, hold up.
It started going curly before him.
Yeah, no,
the problem was.
If you guys listen back, if you're day one listeners, and we appreciate you guys that are still rocking with us, you already know this story.
Okay, when I was 25, which is way before I met him, it started going really fizzy and really fuzzy and really just crazy. And I didn't know what was going on. So I had to go buy a straightener because I didn't know what to fucking do to my hair because I didn't know what was happening. So I straightened it. So I just kept continuing to straighten it. And so that's when I met you when I was 30, I was 29. And I didn't know what was going on with my hair. I didn't know how to take care of curly hair. So I took the extra time to just fucking straighten it. So one day I was running late and I had a meet with you.
One of the first pictures I ever took of you was with your hair straight too, by the way.
My hair was always straight. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what curly was. I didn't know what was happening to my
so
hair.
It was so curly. I'm like, look at my baby.
Yeah, my hair was always straight. So I continued just straighten my hair because that's how I knew how to take care of it.
Yeah, get to it.
Mm-hmm. So I was getting ready to meet him one day for breakfast or something, and I was running late, so I didn't have time to straighten it. So he put some gel in it and just blow dried it a little bit and left.
Pay attention, fellas.
So this was the first time I ever seen pretty much, I ever left the house with my hair curly. I ever even went a day with my hair curly. I have always straightened my hair every day. Since it went fuzzy, whatever.
My little curly self.
When I turned 25. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he was like, I like it. And then mm-hmm. I never went straight again.
I could have took that so many. You know what I am going to? I'm going to take that statement into so many different directions. You never went straight again. You never.
Right.
Just like you fought for her. Listen to that episode. Went from white to black.
Right.
Went from straight to curly. What's going on in between that noodle? What's going on?
But yeah. Yeah. So, and then it's.
But I did like it, ladies and gentlemen. I really did. I was like, oh, shit. Look at my baby's little curly Sue sexy ass. Look at my little baby. Oh, look at my baby. I'll punch one of you motherfuckers in the face. Look at that.
Even all these years later, I still do not know how to deal with curly hair. I have no fucking clue. Some of
and I've watched other white women around her over the years be so jealous of how curly Gina's hair is, ladies and gentlemen. Like, how did you get those curls like that? You know that. I'm talking about instances where I was right there. How did you get your curls like that? You're like, I don't know. I just washed it.
I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
And you would buy all these hair products. Like, you don't have to. Your hair is naturally curly. And it's getting more curly because you know what time it is. Jesus.
I don't know. Some of it's fuzzy. Some of it's straight. Some of it does what it wants. It is crazy. So, yeah, we had a whole conversation last night about it, and then when we
you and your studio audience in the mirror, we're still there, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. So then, when
what happened?
What
did it transition to after that?
So I wrapped it up, and then I was like, well, maybe I should tell him we had one. So then I told you that we had one.
So told him we had a podcast,
and then I started laughing. I said, well, now we have to tell him. We told him. And then I started dying.
Told him, what?
Yeah. So I started fucking dying, and I was cracking up in the bathroom. I was like, shut up! He's gonna hear us, and I'm dying.
He's gonna hear us. What is wrong with you? See what I deal with, ladies and gentlemen.
So we were dying in the bathroom.
You and who?
I don't know. Whoever joined us.
Your whole studio audience. Even that story that it goes back to, if you guys want to go back into the psychology of an interracial odd couple. She was a child, had her bears and Care Bears and Cabbage Patch Kids that she stole from the neighbor next door. Had them all on trial like she was a lawyer at 4 years old.
Yeah. Taking him to jail.
Boo.
No. I was always trying to get him off. If they did right. If they didn't do it, then I'd get him off.
Gina, 2024.
Yeah.
2024.
You're going to run for president? But then I found out those people never made any money.
Sally Mae on that ass. That's why they own our asses, especially us as brothers, us as niggas. Me and y'all brothers know what I'm talking about. Like, yo, man, I got to go out here and give me a white bitch that got some good credit and all the above. That ain't what happened over here, though. That ain't what happened. Like, man, your credit trash, too? That's a rarity.
Mine?
What? No, I'm talking about when we met. Damn, you filed bankruptcy? How you get out of that?
Waited 12 years.
Yeah, there's some things. Exclusive content coming soon.
I wasn't one of the lucky ones.
And that's the misconstruity that a lot of people do walk around with. Like, all white people was born with a 700 credit mm-hmm. score. No, they are not.
My last name, nope. Mm.
Don't hold no weight.
Nope.
No assets.
Nope.
And that shit is fizzling by the minute.
Yep.
Your maiden last name. Man.
Oh, no. No. Yeah.
Anyway, you already know we can't get through this episode without a did it. Gina's family update.
Oh, my goodness.
What's been going on?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. He had an appointment. He had his eye appointment.
Who?
Poppy did.
Poppy?
Yeah, he had an eye appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get up extra early. He was not happy about. So he wanted to go to bed early, which I wasn't very. I was like excited for. I was like, sweet.
Right. The world revolves around everybody else but my ray of sunshine, huh?
Yeah. So
my poor baby.
They Nano texts me. She says, "You go ahead and come early. I think he wants to go to bed early." I was like, "Sweet, I'll come now." Because it was like, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Yeah." She's like, then she texts me, "Well, come at 9:30." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn, that's pointless. Don't I leave at that time anyways? Oh no, she said 8:30. Oh, she texts me at 8.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out. 8, okay. 8, and then she told me to come at 8:30.
Yes.
I was like, whatever. So, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I was like, had to go sit back down.
Process the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I just had to
Without seeing red.
I just had to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no point to turn the TV back on because you already just turned it off. So, fuck it. Just sit there.
My bad.
So then, 10 minutes rolls around.
I've been on my grind, man.
She said, "Just come now." I'm like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, thank you. Boy, do I jump up and run.
I keep telling you, you're Thanos of your family. I don't know why you don't understand that by now. I'm coming now. I don't care what you're talking about. You 800 years old.
I know. I should have said, I already left.
Yeah. You know how to lie to everybody. You do. You know how to lie. You know how to manipulate. You know how to get your way around things.
Oh, then she was like,
that's how we spent so much time together in the beginning.
I know. I know.
Suck it up, bitch.
So
yeah, this is an interracial odd couple podcast. Just get used to it. Get used to it. We real like that. We've been PC, but we ain't PC no more.
So now I don't know where I'm going.
My bad. So she said, "Come now."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I went.
So you went.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, my bad. Yeah. Do I need to strike that from the tape?
But I got him there got him up in the morning.
Uh huh.
And see, he had his appointment. And Nano had her appointment because she had to go get her hair done. She was getting
really. Her perm. I didn't even know that dynamic was even going on.
She was getting her perm.
Her perm.
So it was very important. So she was worried.
She had to make sure that gray crown was on sheen.
So, yeah, that was very important. But when I get there to get him up.
He's getting needles in his eyeballs. Man.
I know. When I get there to get him up,
mm-hmm.
he's like acting all funny. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, my head hurts so bad. I'm like, okay.
It wasn't that long ago. He couldn't see because his eyes were shut.
I know. He's so weird. I know, he keeps telling me, you're my favorite.
Of course. Why wouldn't you be?
I'm thankful for you.
Oh,
I'm thankful
baby.
For you too.
Yeah, man. Grandpa know what it is. Shit, man. I'm a stroke victim. I can't talk straight, but he could say those things though, right? He be playing. I swear he do.
No, because he gets mad at himself.
Yeah, I know, because he's like, mad at his kids, and we.
No,
anybody
he gets
who listens
mad at
to
himself
us knows what
because
time it is.
he can't say the words. And
yeah, but you know what he's saying to you. You record
sometimes.
You record damn near every conversation you have with him.
Yeah. Oh, I recorded a funny one. Mm-hmm. I think he was on one that one day.
Yeah. Well, it must run in the DNA.
I know.
That's okay, though.
It is.
It's family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How the kids been doing?
They've been doing good. They've been kind of quiet because their tax refunds and stuff.
Let's so get to it. Talk that shit. Oh,
nice.
You got your stimulus and your tax refund. Now you don't need mom and dad's fucking assistance anymore. How ironic is that? That has been so.
It's nice. Oh, it has been quite. I just gave her money yesterday. That's why she gave me the $400 back.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. $400. And I know people right now that are still listening this deep into the podcast or this episode is like, $400?
I was like, oh,
after I went on a rant 2 episodes ago on how much it was, and it got blanked out. It did. I know you don't listen back to our episodes. It got blanked out, but $400. People were like, $400?
I was like, yay. I was like, you did? Hmm. She said, log in and make sure it's in the right one or which one it's in. I logged in. I was like, oh, it's there. I'm like, yay. You're grown up for a week.
Spoken like a true mother. Where my money at? Don't let me get that little heifer back on the podcast. Where my money at? But that's awesome, though.
Yes.
Because that showed.
Oh, she gave it back. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the other pearly million. But, hey. I got this one back. I was ecstatic.
If you want to figure out investing, it starts with family. And kids. And pets. Investments. Not emotional investments. Not social investments. Investments. Directly under your roof.
Yeah.
Start there.
Right.
Man.
I was trying.
Man, speaking of investments,
how are you?
Shout out to New York, man.
Yeah,
we didn't get a chance to talk about that because we were so somber about what's going on with our pets and our family and everything that was going on in our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
New York, legal.
Mm-hmm.
Legal. Staying high and right in New York.
Yes.
Canada's already in the house. Canada been sitting back looking at us for a long time like y'all the little brother when it comes to smoking weed.
Like, get your shit together. Like,
Canada, been knowing what time it is. And, you know, United States had the nerve to talk about, y'all are little brother because we're the military might of the whole globe.
Okay.
Yeah, but where that weed at? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why is black and brown people incarcerated at a high rate? But anyway, we ain't gotta go that deep. But you know what I'm saying. Shout out to New York. They are in the house, man.
Good deal.
They got some weed action going on. I got some people I need to talk to up there, too, by the way. I ain't going to say your names. You already know who you are. We already been brainstorming about some things. Investments. Investments. Yo, garden update. We here.
Yeah.
What we plant.
Oh, we planted some okra.
Yeah, man, I got a whole bunch of them, and Gina's already on my ass. She was on my ass as soon as I put the seeds in the damn garden bed. Got that rototiller out. If you guys want to check out our little time-lapse video like I referred to earlier in this episode, it's on our Instagram page at interracial_ @odd_couple_podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Time lapse. About that nice low road. Man, that rototiller was getting busy, too. I was like, oh, this shit is fire. It is awesome. Yeah. Man, tilled all that shit up because, you know, we still got from day one when we even built that garden bed with the mint, with the strawberry. We didn't know that shit had to be contained. And then everybody would talk about, well, that's invasive if you get this. If that's invasive if you get that. Man, shut up. Trial and error. Just have fun.
Yeah.
The earth is going to do what the earth is going to do, especially when it comes to soil. Relax.
We contain it in the box the best we can. And it does pretty well.
And we've done it actually pretty damn good. Yeah,
I have trained it very well.
What do you mean? It's always back to you. I
have trained that.
This is teamwork here.
Now.
What do you mean now? Last year, you've already told. Don't wink at me. Can't nobody see our faces right now. But yeah, we planted okra, we got kale, we got, man, you should see the onion. If you guys want to see the onion.
We got an onion.
That I posted on our Instagram page. That motherfucker is flourished.
Is it?
You ain't been to see what I'm saying.
I just forgot where you put it.
I'll show you here after we're done with the podcast.
Okay.
That onion is already flourished. I'm like, man, you cut the tops off of the off the leaves. That I mean, shit, they got to get some photosynthesis action, man. What are you doing? Looking like Beekman's world, man. It's like, whoa, holy shit. Yeah. And I planted a whole bunch of onion bulbs, too.
Yeah, we got onion bulbs.
Yeah, we got. And we got that
radishes.
Green stalk. Y'all ain't giving us a check.
Yeah, that green stalk's pretty cool. It's got a lot of things going in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got endive, we got radishes, we got what else?
We got some
bok choy, Thai soy.
There's some spinach growing in there. Parsley. Not parsley yet. It hasn't broke through. Oregano.
It's in there though.
It's in there, yeah. Oregano, that's growing.
Yeah.
Those things are little itty bitty. Very nice. I think I want to go to, to see what other things.
Yeah.
Ghost,
please.
To see what herbs they have that I can probably just transplant into there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of starting from seed.
Yeah, because I grabbed some cauliflower from another place. And they seem to be, I don't know. I mean, but that cold weather that we're having right now, because we're going through that dip in the temperature right now. Speaking of dips, we're going through that temperature right now. And they just kind of furled up. And then when I went out there earlier, after I got home from work, it was like, oh, finally some sunlight. Hell yeah, man. We got a lot of different things growing, though, man. We got broccoli. We got cauliflower. We got our garlic that is kicking ass. Also footage of that on our Instagram page.
There's strawberry.
Yeah.
Strawberries
is another invasive that you have to work diligently to contain.
We did lose our honeysuckle, I think.
I don't know if we didn't necessarily.
I think we did.
Or not. Because we thought we lost our pepper plant, and I have to post a picture of that. Actually, I'll post a picture of that tomorrow. I'll post a picture because we thought we lost our pepper plant because we have worked the best we could to winterize our pepper plants, our jalapeno and banana pepper plants, right?
Right.
And lo and behold,
one of them fruited and I guess grew me a jalapeno. Okay. And the thing looks so sickly. I don't know what's wrong with it. I fed it and gave it some water.
They look dead, don't they? They've been looking dead all winter, but this motherfucker got a nice little size jalapeno. Pause.
Somehow fruited. Kang gave me a jalapeno.
Yeah, man.
And then the other ones, they just look, dead as doornail. So I don't know what I did wrong.
We'll see what happens.
But I'm going to Because May is try.
Upon us. Because, you know, it's here in Zone 6B. We got to put our pepper plants and everything else out there. We got so many plants, y'all. We got so many pepper plants. We got so many tomato plants. We got so many cucumber plants. We got so many. 92.
92.
Do you hear the level of dysfunction in our brains?
It's dysfunction. No, it's not dysfunction.
I know it's not, honey.
It all fit in my room.
Even relationships need comic relief, honey. I mean, shit, a lot of our listeners, too, are gardening. They love vegetation. They love flowers. They love all the different things that nature provides for us. That is a beautiful thing.
I handled it so well in that room. Did I not?
Yes, I did, along with you. Yes, I did, along with you.
I totally made them grow.
Your ass, I swear. All right, here we go. The I, me, I, he, I.
I totally did it.
The new leaf. The new leaves that we post on Instagram too. Yeah, I do that. Okay. Somebody don't fill the humidifier up to make sure the humidity level stays.
He does that.
Pretty proficient for our prayer plants. Just them in particular.
Because the person I pay never shows up.
Ain't that a bitch? We need to have a talk with this feller.
I know, right?
I hope you're listening, motherfucker. That's why you don't know where the firearms is. None of y'all. Me anyway. But yo, man, we're going to have a great time with our gardening season this year. I really feel it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have trial and error in your gardening, just like we have trial and errors in life.
Every year.
In life, in gardening, and your family, everything is planting seeds. Planting seeds, plant seeds. Mm-hmm. You got to plant seeds. Seeds of positivity.
Yep.
Seeds of growth.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Seeds of future.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
It's very exciting. We're looking forward to it. I know I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm me. Him.
Yay. I. You.
Yeah. Watering myself to death.
Good. You are doing a great job.
I got plenty of vitamin D last year and didn't need no vaccine. What's up? Holla at me.
Holla.
What's up? Got controversy about that? Or do. Quit reading social media and shut up. Anyway. Pfizer, Moderna, blah, 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 blah. Okay, man, do what you got to do for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Babe.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell everybody before we get the fuck up out of here? I'm so damn tired. I've been on my grind, man. But I'm gonna grind.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, man. We doing what we gotta do. We got some things coming. Don't worry about it. You'll see.
What you'll see. Said, I guess.
Huh? Give everybody something positive to go off into the sunset with.
Have a great day tomorrow. Or today. Whenever you listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And tell yourself. You love yourself.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. They don't know, did it, who we be, did it. Sure. Come on, man. Yeah. DMX, man. I'm telling you, that dude's music lives strong. You know what? This episode's going to be dedicated to him, too, man.
All right.
Definitely dedicated to DMX, man. Earl Simmons. Real shit.
Nice.
You know what I got to tell everybody?
What?
This episode is dedicated
to
Earl Simmons, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. But no, on a real tip, stay positive. Do the best you can, as we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Look after your family, friends, and loved ones the best you can. Even if you can't financially be there for them the way that you would like to be there for them, be there as far as moral support, especially most importantly with knowledge and information that might help them and propel them to go further along with your own lifestyle and what you're trying to get done with and what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to focus on and all the above.
Always grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Always look forward. Always look for the light at the end of the tunnel. And I even hate using that fucking term and analogy. I hate using that.
Why do we have
just
to
look for the positivity in your lives, man. You know, they always talk about vibrations, vibrating on a high level. Shout out to Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the one that brought it up on our podcast, but it's been said for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look for the positivity in your lives. If there's people around you as you're progressing right now through, especially during these tough times for everybody right now that are kind of pulling you down and draining you and sucking out, sucking all the positive energy out of you and that drive that you have, you know what? find a way to kind of eliminate them out of your life. And if you can't completely eliminate them out of your life, find a way to put up a screen or a roadblock or a partition or anything as far as your lifestyle is concerned, mm-hmm. to kind of block some of that outside noise out and focus on what's most important is you and your family, your friends and your loved ones, especially if they're in a positive way and they're trying to figure it out just as much as you can. It doesn't matter what station in life that you guys are in. So we do appreciate you guys listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. And as always, we're going to end it on this note. Staying
high and right.
Things is coming. And positive vibes as always. Yes. Thank you, everybody. And have a great week, weekend, whenever you guys listen to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.